Good afternoon. I'm Paige Estritori with your weekly insurance news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your go-to destination for personal and business insurance at financialservicesonline.com.au. Starting off this week's summary is a clear reminder for motorists regarding insurance policies. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled against a motorist who attempted to purchase an insurance policy from Suncorp after an accident. The motorist's claim that the coverage should be backdated to the day of the policy purchase was deemed unreasonable. This case emphasizes two crucial notions. One, insurance cover is not retroactive and begins only once a policy is active. And two, accurate reporting of any existing damages is vital during the application process. So keep your coverage continuous to avoid any costly repercussions. This week also saw Australia's life insurance titan TAL mark significant progress in claim processing. They paid out over $4 billion in claims last fiscal year, half of it processed digitally via their platform TAL Connect within 24 hours. This rapid response benefited 50,000 Australians, particularly those facing injuries or illness. A landmark moment in technology and customer service, this success is a testament to their focus on client recovery support and continuous enhancement of user experience, efficiency, and transparency. Climate change has sparked concerns in the insurance industry. The Australian Senate, led by Green Senator Maureen Faruqi, is investigating the effect of climate risks on insurance premiums. As natural disasters become more frequent, the Senate is intent on understanding insurance affordability, accessibility, and how climate change influences the pricing. The Insurance Council of Australia, committed to these efforts, has promised cooperation. A final report from the Select Committee on the Impact of Climate Risk on Insurance Premiums is expected in November. Lastly, we look at the life and risk insurance market. The fiscally challenged market is dealing with a decline in advisors and regulatory changes by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. Trends indicate a small increase in total risk premiums, a contraction in individual risk businesses, and surges in new disability income businesses. Despite these challenges, market leader TAL led with a strong 32% share. We'll continue monitoring these stories and much more. Remember, insurance is a crucial part of your financial well-being. Make smart choices and stay informed with Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estritori, and this has been your weekly insurance news wrap. Thank you for joining us.